This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My youngsters, listen to me. You're born to your parents. Your parents are wonderful people. You must respect them. Despite their mistakes, you still have to respect them. We have a wonderful religion that tells us even if your elders are wrong, you still have to respect them. Why? Because it keeps us in a society that doesn't have anarchy. It keeps us in a society that has got regulation. We're able to function properly. You must respect your parents, you must respect your teachers, yes. However, amongst your parents, sometimes what you realize is they preferred culture over religion. It happens. Sometimes they have a cultural part of them which has got nothing to do with religion, but then they say that this is something that we must do as Muslims. And you have a confusion in your head. And you're like, well, why should I do that for? I mean, is that Islamic? Go and show me where that is as Islamic. And you know, straight away, you're made to shut up. Sometimes the behavior and the actions of your parents within themselves. Your mom is arguing with your dad. Your dad is arguing with your mom. They're bickering with each other. You hear certain words. You think, well, hang on a minute. I've been told off all my life not to say those words. I've been told all my life not to speak like that, or not to lie, or not to do this. How come my parent is doing this when they're having their own argument? It causes you to feel, whoa, what's up? You know what went wrong there? It's their balancing that is wrong. Don't blame Islam. It doesn't take away the fact that you as a Muslim still have to get your own balancing right as a child. Kids, have you got that? Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? You're still responsible for your behavior, even though your parents got their behavior wrong according to the Quran. When you go to your grave, you're going to go alone to your grave. You're still, as you grow up, even if your parents haven't learned the Quran properly, you're someone who has to learn, you have to learn your Quran properly. And when I say learn the Quran properly...